Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Social Media Decoded podcast, the number one podcast to help you understand social media better so that you grow your business, get more clients, and monetize. I'm your host, Michelle Thames, here to navigate the choppy waters of entrepreneurship and digital marketing with you. And today, we are tackling a topic that many of us struggle with but don't often address, and that is shiny object syndrome. We're going to call it SOS. You know, it's that impulse to jump from one new tool, system, or trend to another, searching for the silver bullet that will skyrocket your business and social media, your marketing. But what if I told you that this constant switching is more of a roadblock than it really is a shortcut to your success, friend? So you already know, get your pens, your notepads, let's dive into understanding and overcoming SOS for a more focused and fruitful entrepreneurial and digital marketing journey. So, friend, you already know, shiny object syndrome isn't just about distraction. What it's really about is dilution of your efforts, your resources, and most critically, your focus, our focus, okay? There's so many tools and resources out there, and each new tool or strategy starts with a promise and a potential, but without commitment and consistency, these become just another unfinished project, right? We get so excited, like, oh my God, this new thing, this new tool, and then it becomes an unfinished project, which leaves us feeling more defeated than when we even started, right? So why is it that we fall prey to SOS, shiny object syndrome? It, of course, starts with our natural appetite for novelty. Our brains are wired to respond to new stimuli. And in this fast-paced world of digital marketing, this feeds our desires, right? Constantly. And add all of this to guess what? The fear of missing out, FOMO, right? The next big thing. We don't want to miss out on the next big thing. And you have the perfect storm for SOS, shiny object syndrome. However, the thrill of new ventures often fade quickly, friend. And when faced with reality of execution, leading to a cycle of motivation followed by, I don't want to do this anymore, right? So, how do we recognize and, like, you know, get through all of this? Well, I'm glad you asked. Okay. So if we don't recognize this, okay, there are going to be consequences, fragmented efforts, wasted investments, and sadly stalled growth because you'll keep going back. Oh, let me start this new thing. Oh, this new tool, Asana, ClickUp, Trello, all these things, all the tools. Okay. Stall growth. And when we're going to spread ourselves too thin when we're trying to catch every passing bandwagon. And what we do is we lose the ability to execute anything well. So the key to success isn't how many starting lines you can stand on, but how many finish lines can you cross? That's a bar. Let's rewind it. The key to success isn't how many starting lines you can stand on. But friend, let's be real and honest. How many finish lines can you cross? What have we finished in 2024? Let's start things and finish them. Okay, that's what we want to do in 2024 so that our businesses, our digital marketing, our marketing efforts can expand, right? Because we started and we finished things. So let's talk about some strategies so that we can anchor off our focus. I know there's so many things happening in the world, so many things on social media that sometimes we can't focus. So how do we anchor ourselves to prevent these distractions? Or, you know, just to not get distracted, right? Okay, the first thing we do is, you already know, and I talk about this all the time, we set vision-based goals. I want you to align your tools and strategies with your long-term vision. Does this new tool help you move closer to your vision? If not, it's just a distraction, okay? You probably already got a CRM tool. You probably already got an email marketing tool. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Why do you want to switch it? Now, I can see you want to switch a tool because, you know, it just wasn't working out for you. It was too glitchy. I had some of those. I won't name no names, but I did have a CRM tool and I was like, this ain't working. This is not working. I have to get something that is more streamlined, okay? But if it's not broke, we don't fix it. It still works, right? Have you all noticed I've had the same intro and outro of this podcast since it started? If it's not broke, don't fix it. Okay. We want shiny object. We want to, oh, I need a new intro. Oh, I need a new uploading system. Oh, I need a new this, I need a new that. I've been using Riverside for years. I've been using everything since I started this podcast. Same thing, using the same tools, same resources, ClickUp, same thing, right? So embrace mastery. Instead of skimming the surface of the many strategies, courses, all the things that we have bought, okay, choose one or two and master them. Mastery builds expertise and results that no amount of superficial dabbling can achieve. All right, let's master these things. Cultivate patience. I want you to know that real growth takes time. I don't care what they're saying on these internet streets. Real growth takes time. Cultivate the patience to see initiatives through from inception to fruition. Okay? Real growth takes time. I know there are so many entrepreneurs and on these internet streets, especially Instagram. I reached $10,000 in 8 weeks, and I'm going to show you how I can too. Malarkey. Okay. Real growth takes time. Of course, it's totally possible, but are they going to tell you the exact strategies? And are you going to actually do every single thing that they did to get the same results? And you may not even have the same resources or tools to be able to get those results. So again, real growth takes time. You can, in fact, make $10,000 a month, but being able to do that, there's a real plan involved, marketing, all the things, right? And that takes time. So have the patience to see things through. Let's stop starting and finishing. Let's start. I'm sure you have an arsenal of tools that you're not even using, and you can go through and cancel some of those so that you can have some more money back in your pocket. I literally just did that with my accountant last week on our Monday call. I was like, oh, I'm not using this. Look at that. More money that we found in the business. And now I can cancel those tools, right? Establish a review process. Implement regular check-ins for every new tool or strategy that you adopt. Is it working? Is it not? Assess its effectiveness over a significant period of time before you make a judgment. Did you use it for 90 days? Did you see if it really worked, right? Did we try this strategy for 90 days? Did it really work? So let's establish a review process. So let's go back over these because these are important. All right. The first is, you're going to set vision-based goals. We're going to embrace mastery instead of skimming the surface. We're going to be champions and build mastery at everything that we do. We're going to cultivate patience and not be in a rush to see this growth, because we all know that good things take time, and real growth takes time. It's not just a snap of the fingers. It's not anything like that. All right. And then we're going to establish a review process. So that is what I want us to focus on when we are coming up against any new tool, new strategy, coaching program, all the things, right? So let's talk about how you, my friend, can create a sustainable path forward. I want you to know that building a sustainable business is possible. It doesn't have to be like every day everything is falling off the hilts and I don't even know if that's a word. I just made that up. Everything is just going insane. It can be sustainable. But guess what that comes from? Consistent effort over time. Sustainable success comes from consistent effort over time. It's about building a system that supports your goals and using tools that enhance these systems, not replace them, right? Implementing strong project management practices and keeping a disciplined schedule can help maintain focus and keep SOS at bay. I've been keeping that SOS at bay. I see a new tool. I'm like, I got a tool. I don't need that. It's like, I see this new thing and they have, oh, we have this and this, but I have that. A lot of these things are just a distraction to keep you distracted from the actual task at hand, which is building and growing your business. It's going to take time. We're not going to blow up tomorrow. If we get that in our heads and know that all this is going to take time, and if we build sustainable businesses with a really solid foundation, that we'll be good. We don't have to always have the latest and greatest tools. We see a new podcast mic, all these things, headphones, all that. I don't need all that. I have the same podcast mic. I have a mouse. I have a computer that I've had for the past 5-6 years. I don't need a new computer unless it breaks down, right? We're going to keep that SOS at bay. All right. I hope that this conversation, my friend, resonates with you. And if you're seeking strategies to stay connected in your entrepreneurial journey, of course, I would love to hear your story. Let's connect. Send me a DM on Instagram at Michelle L. Thames. Go ahead and give me a follow, okay? Go ahead and give me a follow over there on Instagram. I like to share tips on how you can get visible, get more clients, and monetize, right? The easy way, the sustainable way. Sustainable marketing strategies is what I'm focused on. We're not doing things hard. We're working smarter, not harder. We have the right tools and resources to be able to run our businesses and enjoy it and enjoy digital marketing. It doesn't have to be a drab. As you know, I love digital marketing. Hence to this podcast, Social Media Decoded. Okay. Social media has changed my life. And I want to continue to express and share with you how it could change your life too. You have to have a different approach to it though. You can't approach social media and digital marketing thinking that it's some magical tool that's just going to help you blow up and go viral tomorrow. Okay. You need a plan. You need a plan for all that. So, my friend, thank you so much for joining me today on Social Media Decoded. If you found this episode helpful, please go ahead and press that subscribe button, okay? And leave the Social Media Decoded podcast a review over on Apple. Or if you have Spotify, go ahead and leave us a rating. Every rating and review helps Social Media Decoded to be heard by more people. I absolutely thrive on your feedback. I love reading your reviews and love bringing that content. Love bringing new content to you every week. So until next time, stay focused. All right, my friend, stay focused. Chase that depth, not the breath. All right. And let's decode the path to lasting success together. Go ahead, follow me on Instagram at Michelle L. Thames. You know, I got you with the tips. I hope you have an amazing day. And remember, you got this, friend.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
This summer's best flavors are at GNC. GNC has more protein and more pre-workouts in more flavors, starting at just $19.99, like Little Debbie Cosmic Brownies Protein from Rise, C4 Energy's New Hawaiian Punch, and so much more. You won't just stick to your routine, you're going to crave it. Your summer just hit the sweet spot with GNC's collection of all the best flavors from all the best brands. Shop now at GNC.com or visit your GNC store today.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Jean LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. Together with Delta, we're putting 5G into the hands of ground staff so they can better assist on-the-go travelers with real-time information. From the Delta Sky Club to the Jet Bridge, this is elevating customer experience. This is Delta with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.